creation. Huh? And he said, let there be light. And there was what? Light. Isn't that something? Amen. Isn't it beautiful? But virtue went out of Jesus. And he realized that somebody had touched him. Amen. Jude 1:20 says this. But ye beloved, here it is, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the what? Praying in the Holy Ghost. What do you mean praying in the Holy Ghost? See, everybody, I'm using words. This is called prophesying. I'm using words that's easily to be understood. But praying in the Holy Ghost takes on a whole different meaning. And in order to understand that, rather than me trying to define it to you, we have to see what the Bible has to say. Is that right? Amen. Now, how do you build up yourselves on your most holy faith in praying in the Holy Ghost? I mean, that's what it just got finished saying. Is that right? Building up yourself in the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Is that right? And what is praying in the Holy Ghost? Well, let's get some scripture definitions here. Acts 19:6 said, and when Paul had laid his hands on them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. So when Paul laid his hands on them, they received the Holy Ghost. Is that right? And they spake with tongues and they prophesied. Is that right? Acts 10:5, of course, y'all know about the story of Cornelius the Italian. Is that right? And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost, for they heard them do what? Speak with tongues. Isn't that something? This is how they knew that they had the gift of the Holy Spirit, because they heard something. They heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Is that right? Amen. So how do you receive the Holy Ghost? Acts 2:38. Then Peter said unto them, talking to the same people on the day of Pentecost, is that right? Repent, number one, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the what? Holy Ghost. So you repent, be baptized in the name of Jesus, for the remissions of sins, the washing away of sins. When you get cleaned up, you'll get receive the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So the Bible is clear about the Holy Spirit. When people have the Holy Spirit, they speak with tongues as the Spirit give the utterance. And everyone that's been filled with the genuine Holy Spirit, or been filled with the Holy Ghost, they all spoke with tongues. Is that right? Acts 2:4. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost. They were filled with what? The Holy Ghost. They were filled with what? The Holy Ghost. And they began to speak with other tongues as the what? Spirit gave them utterance. Who gave the utterance? The Spirit gave them utterance. Now, there's a key in here. They were in an upper room. They were what? Praying. Y'all understand that? They were in an upper room. They were praying. They were in an upper room. They were praying. They were up in a room. They were talking to God. They were moving their mouth. And then they began to talk to God, move their mouth. Then all of a sudden, there came a sound as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of a fire. And it set upon each of them. Y'all understand it? Y'all get it? See, they were doing something. They were already talking to God. They were already in the place talking to God. They were doing, they was very active, not passive. They were active in seeking God. And then when the Spirit got in touch with God collectively in one accord, the Holy Ghost came down and he gave them what? Utterance. It's not that he made them move himself. They were already praying. And all he did was, when they yielded themselves to God, he gave them the utterance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Isn't that beautiful? Amen. And I know the Bible is right, and somebody's wrong. Amen. Jude 1:21. Going back over to Jude for a second. I don't think I left it, but I'm going to go over there anyway. Keep yourselves. Do what, saints? Keep yourselves in the love of God. Well, if it's going to tell us to keep ourselves in the love of God, no doubt the Bible is going to tell us how to do it. Isn't that right? What, how are you supposed to do it? Keep yourself in the what? Love of God. Is that right? Keep yourself in the love of God. Amen. Looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Well, how do you keep yourself in love of God? Beloved, build up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. And then he says, keep yourselves in the love of God. Hallelujah. How you do it? By, well, praying in the Holy Ghost. Well, we're going to get there. We understand that the Holy Spirit, we know that people have the Holy Spirit when they speak with tongues. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Amen. So building up yourself is a personal responsibility after you have received the baptism. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 14:4, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself. You hear that? He that speaketh in unknown tongue, what does he do? Edify. What does he do? He build up. What does he do? He charges up himself. See the reason why he needs speaking tongues more? See the reason why he needs speaking tongues a lot? All you seasoned saints, you need speaking tongues a whole lot? Because what are you doing? You're charging up yourself. You're building up yourself. You're keeping yourself topped off because you never know when Jesus got to use you. You can't be running on low and expect to dispense full power. Hallelujah. And you can't all of a sudden just go get a 5-minute charge and expect God to move. You got to keep yourself edified. Y'all getting this? Boy, must all of them sitting right here. Boy, she show y'all how to rejoice on this one. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself, but he that prophesieth edifieth the church. Are you not all receiving edification right now?
Yes,
hallelujah. Amen. Sometime y'all to see me. If I'm walking on land, I'm walking on land. I'm talking in tongues. You just don't know because you way over there. I got to keep myself built up with all this hell I be going through with the devil and stuff. Boy. I got to keep myself charged up, boy. Woo. Hallelujah. Are we getting this? Isn't this beautiful? I would that ye all spake with tongues. Did he say I would that some of you? No, I would that you all spake with tongues. But rather that ye prophesy, for greater is he that prophesies than he that speaketh with tongues. In other words, he's speaking about an understanding. Because he goes later on in the chapter and talks about, if I come into you and I start speaking in an unknown tongue and stuff, would not all the people that are not familiar with say, this man's a barbarian. Isn't that right? So I need to speak words with understanding. Is that right? So this one, Paul said, I would rather speak 5 words with my understanding than 10,000 words in an unknown tongue. Is that right? So that all may receive edifying.
Amen.
That's the word right there. That's that line up on line and precept on precept. Is that right? Amen. So that's what he's talking about. Because see, if you consider, if I give a message in tongue, ain't nobody going to be edified. Everybody be sitting there looking at me with that puzzled look. What is he doing? Look like he having a good time, but he ain't talking to me. I can tell you that. Hallelujah. All right. Except that he may interpret, or that the church may receive edifying. So praying in your spiritual language that God has given you builds you up.